The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state, and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today. And I look forward to talking to you soon.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
So talk about some of your future plans. Like, what are some things you're looking to do in the future regarding development?
Well, right now, we built a lot of great relationships in Kansas City, Missouri. I know before you heard me say I was investing there, and I did. I invested. We sold those projects once, you know, me and the ex broke up. But I met great people there that literally every time they get a big deal on their desk, they're calling me. So we have two projects. One, I'm definitely a co-developer on right now. That's to build like 180 townhouses. The other one, we're in talks. We're trying to see if it's actually going to make sense. But that's for another 200 houses.
Wow.
And also a hotel. So they want to see another person of color build it. And they want to see a woman build it.
Yeah.
So we're working on that. We're lining up the funds. I'm actually in talks with their realtors to see if this is really going to work or not.
Mm-hmm.
So the goal is to just, you know, build workforce housing in Kansas City, Missouri. We're also working with the city of Philadelphia. We also have about 10 projects that we are going to get done in Newark that are privately owned. So we already own the land. And that's where we're doing our affordable housing project,
yeah,
which should work because we own it privately. And then we're also submitting proposals to Newark right now for their new program that I talked to y'all about. It's called the Equitable Initiative for Newark Communities. And that's for the opportunity of newbie developers and experienced developers and nonprofits to come together to do a project together. So we're submitting those. I have a mentee I'm doing a project with, or we're submitting proposals for with. And then I have another organization that actually came to me that said, hey, we want you on our proposal as a partner. So those are all the things I'm working on right now. And I do believe I could do it all.
Yeah.
Strategically, I could do it all. and it can happen and it will happen. And I'm also going into focusing on putting more content out.
Yeah.
Around real estate development and investing. Thanks to Sam, I actually started a podcast. Yeah, I don't know this, but
talk about it.
Yeah. So what was this? 2020? I think you came out with How to Start a Podcast.
Yeah.
Course or book.
Damn, like, man, you know, it feels like so long ago.
I know. And I started a podcast too. It's called Journey to Develop Her. And it's about my real estate development journey and also the likes of others, right? Throughout the country. And throughout the world, because we're about to talk about Ghana soon. And it's also about my spiritual development journey as well. So all things development, self, life, and real estate and business. And thanks to Sam, I got started. So now we're still like perfecting it. And we're just looking to put out more content around what everything that I do and everything that God is doing in my life. And we do events as well.
Yeah.
And now it's a nonprofit. So we offer like funding, we offer, we give back to initiatives around human sex trafficking and also domestic violence. Like, it's a movement.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
Definitely. I love it. I love it. What do you have coming up as far as events? Do you have any events coming up in the new year?
God
are
willing.
Are you hoping to do any events in the new year?
God willing. We'll do, for this year, I need to have at least 3 in-person events.
Mm-hmm.
And we might do another virtual event.
Okay.
So last February, February 2023, we did a virtual event. We're looking to bring that back. It was called Properties and Profits. I can't remember. My it was epic. And we had a lot of your favorite social media people from all over the country, but investors that are really making money in this business. I don't want to say social media people. People that I know are making money, people that I break bread with.
Yeah.
They came to pour into everyone. It was great. And we're most likely we're going to bring that back. I feel like we have to have one virtual event so people throughout the country can come. But as far as in person, yes, I do plan to do more events based around the community of Newark and New Jersey. And then I do want to do one in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Because we have some relationships out there. You might see a Philly one and definitely Kansas City. Like wherever I'm going to be developing, I think we should be pouring into the community.
Yeah.
In Houston, Texas, too. I think we're going to do one there as well.
Definitely. I love it. I love it. So last question before we wrap. Mm-hmm. So obviously there's not a lot of Black developers, but there's even fewer Black women developers. Yeah. So what does it mean to you to be able to be one of them?
Yes. I mean, it's again, it's an honor. It's a blessing. I know it's very important for women, especially Black women, to become real estate developers because, one, we're the pillars of our communities. We're the ones holding it together. We're the glue. Okay. So you need to be a part of the narrative, the conversation of what's coming in your community, who's living in your community, who's renting in your community. And if you can make it a staple where your child, your grandchild can walk past the house and say, my grandmother, my mother built that. Like, that's a blessing. That's remarkable to be able to say, my daughter who's here right now, she could say, oh, my mother built that house. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or my mother made sure that house was built, or even though I didn't build it with my own hands, but my mother was a developer for that project. That's a, not to be prideful, but that's an incredible thing that our children can see and be like, you know what, I could do that too. Not only that, it's about building income, keeping the Black dollar in our communities. And again, the Black women, hate to say it, and I'm going to end it with this. We do need our Black men doing it too. But because most of the time the Black women are the ones left in the community to uphold it by a thread, it's important for us to rebuild it. And it's also important for us to keep our dollars circulated in our community. So, Black women, let's get on board. It's not as hard as it seems. It does take proper planning and it takes strategy. And if I could do it, by the grace of God, y'all could do it too. Of course, you're going to need my help or you're going to need someone that has the experience to help you. So, just get started. And a lot of you know, I started with no money. Even before I lost it all and got it back, I started in this business, we talked about this last time, with $0. With a 2-year-old, lost my job, right? I think I told you that.
I think so, yeah.
And I'm here now, okay? By the grace of God. And then God made sure I lost it all again. And I think he made sure that happened just so I could say, you guys could do it too. So we do have a mentorship program, not to throw it out there. And it came into fruition because I had to start at zero again. So it's actually called Zero to Developer. So I'm showing you how I did it at zero and how you can also do it at zero. And again, it's for men and women. So it's not just for women. We have it's mostly women, but we do have men in there as well. And if I could do it, you all could do it. And let's get to it.
Love it, love it. So where can people find you, your social media, website, contact, and all that?
Yes. So on social media, all things Deontay Chantel, and that's DionteChantel. And also Journey to Develop Her is where you can also find me. We have a podcast. If you put in Journey to Develop Her or Deontay Chantel on YouTube, I will pop up. We're on all of the podcast platforms. And all over social media.
Awesome. I really appreciate you coming down and doing another interview. It's great. It's always cool to see like the progress people make and, you know, the things that you wanted to do. You've done them. So it's very encouraging.
Thank you for having me. And I love what you're doing. I love that you're creating a dialogue and to show our people that we can actually do it. And even when you don't have it all figured out, even when you just have A figured out, that's what you start with, A. Step A. And then ultimately, you can get to step Z. So just believe in yourself. And again, we need people like you to continue to have these conversations with the world.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.